on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
There's fears over Hillary Clinton's health after she postponed her campaigning in the US presidential election. The Democratic candidate was seen stumbling after leaving a 9/11 event yesterday. It's now emerged her doctor diagnosed her with pneumonia on Friday. American studies expert Dr. Tom Packer says there are a couple of reasons why she kept quiet.
One is that this is actually concealed for something more serious they were hoping wouldn't flare up. The second, which I think would fit very well with her history, is they just didn't want to give any info that could be used to suggest her health isn't in good shape. And that fits with Hillary. She always tries to put the best face on things, and it often flares up in her face.
KMFM News.
The police helicopter has been used to search part of Canterbury following reports of a man with a gun. Armed police and search dogs were also called to the Greenhouse Lane part of the city at around 11 last night. A 21-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of possessing a fake gun. He's still in custody. A man who slammed his partner's head in a van door in Paddock Wood has been jailed for 2.5 years. Tom's got the details for KMFM.
Well, businessman Adrian Moon carried out what the judge called the vicious and gratuitous attack at a campervan convention at the Hop Farm 2 years ago. The court heard the 58-year-old from Betherston Road in Woodchurch near Ashford was drunk and that the pair had got into a row over her mobile phone. The woman was left profusely bleeding from a split ear. After being found guilty of unlawful wounding, Moon was also banned from contacting his ex and told to pay £1,000 in costs.
A teenager who seriously injured a police officer after reversing into him in a transit van in Swanley has been sentenced to just under 8 months' use custody. Kane Lee was trying to get away from the police because he had no driving licence or insurance when it happened in Lullingston Avenue in June. The 18-year-old from Beaches in Tunbridge Wells has also been disqualified from driving for a year. It's emerged a body found floating in the water off Herne Bay last week was a man in his 80s. Police were called following the discovery near to Central Parade at around 6:15 last Wednesday morning. The victim's next of kin have been told a post-mortem is yet to be carried out.
KMFM News.
A man's been taken to hospital with neck injuries after being hit by a car in Kings Hill. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called after it happened along Tower View at around 8:30 last night. It's not thought the victim's injuries are serious and no arrests have been made. Research suggests children in the UK are not doing enough physical activity every day. A study has revealed 3/4 aren't even doing 1 hour's exercise. UK Active claims 60% of parents are worried about their child becoming obese. Former Olympic gold medalist Duncan Goodhue says the figures are a worry for a couple of reasons.
What we really need is a national rollout of a programme that does monitor children's physical activity levels and its impact on them. And two, we found that 80% of fitness of children is lost during the lazy summers.
And temperatures look set to reach 32 degrees Celsius here in the southeast tomorrow, making it the hottest September day in more than 50 years. The Met Office says Britain's likely to be warmer than Madrid and Los Angeles.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Some of the Olympic gold medal winning women's hockey team have told KMFM they're pleased to see so many people getting into the sport. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, Maddie Hinch, Nicola White and Shona McCullin have been back at their Rochester club for the first time since their victory in Rio. Shona says their success will only be good for the game.
It's great to see so many kids getting involved and so many new kids getting involved after watching us at the Olympics. I think that's the biggest winner for me, is the amount of people that have picked up hockey stick and really got involved and realised how fun it is.
Meantime, in ice hockey, Kent's Invicta Dynamos have got their season off to a winning start. They beat Bracknell Hornets 11-0 in South Division 1 at the ice rink in Gillingham last night after a 2-0 victory over Chelmsford Chieftains in the Southern Cup on Saturday. Football and Gillingham boss Justin Edinburgh is calling on his players to improve their decision-making. The Gills slipped to 11th in League 1 after drawing 1-1 with High Flyers Bradford at the weekend, and Edinburgh says it's given him something to think about.
At times we perhaps cause our own problems, really, of giving balls away in positions where, you know, I think we could have just made better decisions, but, you know, listen, that's been nitpicking.
And at the Paralympics, Richard Whitehair claimed gold in the T42 200 metres to retain his title in Rio. Fellow Brit Dave Henson took bronze. Later, David Weir attempts to win his first gold of the Games. The London 2012 star goes in the final at the Wheelchair Racing's T54 400 metres. Ellie Simmons has the final of swimming's SM6 200 metre individual melody.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.